From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we're going to speak with a Marine colonel on a U.S. Navy ship off the coast of Myanmar. He's waiting to go in with cyclone relief.
But first, the death toll in the Sichuan province in China is rising by the thousands after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck earlier today.
Melissa Block from All Things Considered, she was in Chengdu, the capital of the province, when the quake struck. That's about 60 miles south of the epicenter. She left Chengdu and began driving toward the region hardest hit. Melissa, where are you now?
We are trying to get to the city of Dujiangyan, which is northwest of Chengdu, not too far. And we've heard that there are buildings that were destroyed there. There are reports, unconfirmed reports, that a school and a hospital have collapsed, so we're trying to get there. And in Chengdu, when the earthquake hit at about 2:30 this afternoon, it was quite dramatic, Alex. I was in doing an interview, and the building started to shake and rumble. Everybody ran out into the street. Chengdu is a huge city, millions and millions of people, and everybody fled buildings. The ground was undulating. We saw, you know, bricks and stones falling off the tops of buildings. Everybody looking up, obviously, to see if any windows were falling down. As we were walking through the city to try to get back across town, we saw patients from a hospital who'd been evacuated out into the street. We saw some people who had been injured by falling debris, you know, a man with a big gash on his head, another woman whose foot was badly injured and was being carried on a friend's back to try to get medical help. Later on in the evening, gas lines had been cut off. There were fears of aftershocks and the gas lines could rupture. There were some water mains that apparently broke downtown. But Chengdu came through remarkably unscathed. Lots of high-rise buildings all through the city, and most, you know, as far as we could tell, there was no huge damage to those, although a lot of internal structural damage.
So you are driving north from there. What are conditions like on the roads?
The roads are jammed with people. I have to say, I haven't seen a lot of emergency vehicles headed up this way. I've seen a few, but not many. Mostly what you see are crowds and crowds of people alongside the road. It's now, you know, the middle of the night, and people are outside. I've seen people playing cards along the highway. I've seen families out with children. No one wants to be inside. There are a lot of fears of aftershocks. Clearly, people are going to be spending the night out of doors, some in their cars, some in parks, some wherever they can find room. And again, a lot of concern about what could still be to come with aftershocks after an earthquake of this magnitude. You hear reports on the radio urging people not to go back inside, and there are other earthquakes to follow. Do not jump out of windows. That people have been injured and by glass and by falling, by jumping out of windows. So there's still a lot of concern about what is still to come. And again, we still haven't been to the areas that have been the most severely hit.
Well, the reports we're reading on the Associated Press and on Reuters speak of casualties in the thousands. There's one note about a collapsed chemical plant with reportedly hundreds of people trapped inside. Also, word of a collapsed school with maybe 900 kids trapped in it. So it sounds pretty awful.
We're hearing the same report, too, and that's what we're trying to get.
We lost that, Melissa.
From Chengdu, I was in that city. I'm seeing people on their cell phones trying to text. I see people with multiple cell phones in multiple hands trying to contact their loved ones. Communications have been really sketchy, and a lot of people just haven't been able to get good information about their family and their friends.
You know, I'm a little surprised that we're able to talk with you, because from the reports that we've read on the Associated Press, I kind of think that things would be all torn down over there. But we're speaking with you by cell phone as you're driving along this road.
Right, and we're going through, you know, big, huge suburbs where buildings are intact. I mean, by no means was this area leveled. It seems to be areas farther out in the provinces or near the epicenter, but again, and there.
And at that point, the cell phone connection to Melissa Block in Sichuan Province went dead. But Melissa will be back later this afternoon on All Things Considered with more reports, we expect.